Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Good evening, radio listeners, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Discussion with Delia. I'm really happy that you're able to join us this evening. And just as a reminder, please note that you can call in on 619-639-4621, and we really welcome your calls and your input into the discussion and the program. It's the fourth day of December, and so we have another, I think, really important discussion. But before we get into that, I'd like to welcome again my fabulous guest co-host, my awesome husband, Raymond. Hi, Raymond.
Hello.
How are you today?
I am fine, thanks.
So our discussion today is about self-evaluation. I think, and I'm not sure that you agree with me, that it's a good time to reflect on how the year has gone and to kind of take stock, you know, before we start the new year, and perhaps, as some of us are wont to do, make new resolutions for next year. So, how do you feel about evaluating now?
I think it's done. I think it's played. That song has already played so many times, and you probably did it last year and the year before, or at some point before. I think it being the end of the year, or for some folks the beginning of the year, it's symbolic, as if, you know, turning the page and evaluating the year before and making plans and changes for the following year. But I think being able to evaluate anytime during the year is just as effective, if not even more effective, because at the end of the year, for some people, I think it's more symbolic than it is real.
Right, but at the beginning of the year, is it about evaluation of what's happened, or is it about planning for what's to come? I think that's the difference. You know, like most companies do audits, and they do quality reviews, and they do that at fixed times of the year. So if you look at the systematic approach in the same way of how we treat our lives, you know, evaluating, okay, what did I want to accomplish this year? What have I accomplished this year? Or how am I doing with those goals?
But again, I think it depends. I guess probably what I'm saying is more of when you evaluate yourself, you know, how much are you really doing it for real? How much are you really being open, honest, and real, and you know, really self-searching and coming up with honest, you know, not some theoretical thing, but being, regardless of when you do it, at the beginning of the year, at the end of the year, at the 12th day of the ninth month, doesn't matter. It's more of, am I making an honest assessment? Where am I today?
I think,
you know,
it's different.
And then making plans in terms of, all right, what I'm doing tomorrow. So, like you said, at the beginning of the year, it's more, okay, I'm making plans now for this new year, as opposed to, at this point, reflecting on the year that is almost ended, and have I accomplished what my goals were that I probably thought of in January. And if I didn't make the goals, oh well, I'll just start over come January.
Well, yeah, but also I think that it's really important to, and it, we can't be general, you know, general in our assessment or in our views, because it's individualized. For the individual, it's about you being honest with yourself. It's not about me thinking that you're being honest with yourself.
Okay.
It's you honestly evaluating for yourself how you have been, how you've been doing, and what you want to do and accomplish. So it's in your best interest to be honest, because nobody else is assessing that but you.
Right, but, you know, people join gyms because they said, all right, I want to lose weight, I want to be healthier, I have looked at my life, I'm not pleased with certain things, I'm going to do this, eat better, and, you know, it's usually a lot of the things, I think, fall into those categories. I'm not sure how many people think, you know what, I'm going to spend more time with my mother, I'm going to spend more time with my kids, you know, I'm going to read more, whatever it might be, you know, things that are not as routine as what, you know, as what we see. And I think, for me, that's the difference. I think those are things that you can evaluate at any point in life, as opposed to at the beginning of the year or at the end of the year. You know, look at just, you know, how am I doing today? You know, am I, you know, as we said, am I the best person that I can be?
Right.
You know, and I don't think we need a year to end or one to begin for us to do that. I think it becomes routine when you do that.
Really? But
it's like, you know, it's like,
but it's not done. People don't do it generally.
Yeah, we do it.
When?
People do it. Beginning of the year, everybody joins the gym.
Well, that's not about evaluation.
In their minds, it is.
I don't believe
so. I think so. It's what they want. Listen to me. I think, why are these ads running at Christmas time and so on? Because we are predictable creatures.
Yeah, but
we are predictable.
I think, though, that you're, you know, let's put the idea of evaluation into some context.
Okay.
Right? Because when you evaluate, you know, even in your workplace, in everything that you do, in my line of work, you look at the goals that have been established and you say, what progress has been made towards those goals? At the beginning of the year, you're saying, well, this is what I want to be. I want to lose 40 pounds. So that's a planning stage rather than an evaluation stage. That's at the beginning of the process and not at the end of the process.
Right.
Evaluation is really not at the end of the process. Evaluation is an ongoing part of the process,
right,
that should be done on regular intervals.
Right.
But I believe that, you know, between the holidays, you know, after the Thanksgiving has passed and before the Christmas holiday gets, you know, in full gear, that for most people it's not, you know, but that it provides an opportunity, almost like a lull, to say, okay, where am I? You know, where am I in terms of my goals? Did I establish any goals? You know, and do I need to establish any goals? Whether it's professional goals, personal goals, relationship goals, family goals, whatever the goals are that you have, how have I been doing with them? Because most people, as when you look at it in a system, in a systematic way, you know, or in a systemic way, then it's like, you know, it's that they are saying, okay, at the beginning of the year, I want to lose 40 pounds, you know, I want to be a size whatever, rather than, okay, if you use that same example, in December you're saying, well, I said in January how much I wanted to lose. Where am I in that journey?
All right. So if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying it would be a good idea if we, at some point, and now being one good as any, but seemed, it, you know, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, the year is not over yet, festive season, so on and so forth, to evaluate all, look back. And
on
think,
whatever the personal goals are that you set up.
Right.
And to see where you are with those goals. So whether it is that I wanted to be less negative in my thinking, whether it is I want to walk more,
right,
whether it is I want to be nicer to my children,
right,
whether it is I want to be nicer to my spouse,
right,
whatever the goals are that you created at the beginning, how have you been doing with those goals?
Right. But I think we're going to go on the premise that, yes, you did set those goals at the beginning of the year, and, yes, you did revisit them before the end of the year now because it's November. Because it's like, if we put it in financial sense, if it's your budget and the first time you're really looking at how you're doing is in November, then that budget is probably shot.
Well, so, that's one way of looking at it, but not necessarily.
Chances are it would be shot, one way or the other. So the fact that if it is something that you're putting there that is meaningful to your life, and at the beginning of the year you said, here are my goals, realistic goals, not some make it up, I want to lose,
people's goals are different.
Absolutely. But we're based in reality, not some frivolous things.
Again, we're not going to judge that because the individual decides for themselves.
Listen to me, man. People at the beginning of the year say, I want to lose 50 pounds in 6 weeks. That's not real. So being able to evaluate that has to happen way before come November, I think, because the only...
How come? What makes you say that?
I think it would be in their best interest.
What makes you say that?
I think it would be in their best interest because if you make... a plan for the year, and you have gone January through, now is November, and you're getting into your festive season, and that's when you're going to look back for the first real time and sit there, come hard, and say, all right, how have I done year to date? I don't think I've done this good. I think it would be better. It's just, again, it's a matter of opinion. I think it would be better to have evaluated it a couple of times prior to that. It's like doing someone's evaluation and the first time they're hearing that they're a terrible employee is the time of the evaluation. No.
And that's the benefit of doing a self-evaluation, right? That's the benefit of doing the self-evaluation, that it's not dependent on anybody else. Surely we're not saying, because it's not an either-or. It isn't an either-or. If you want to evaluate once a week, that's fine. You want to evaluate once a month, that's fine too.
Right.
But I'm saying if you have not done any self-evaluation
right.
this year, now would be a good time to consider that.
Right. I probably would say the same thing. Any time is as good as any.
Mm-hmm.
But again, in real terms, I'm just thinking now would be a good time as any because of the festive season, or what makes it, why would you think that?
Because, again, we just said that people make plans and develop objectives at the beginning of the year.
Mm. Okay.
So at the end of the year is a good time to look at what were the plans you made last year and then see, where am I with that? So when I'm making my new plans for the new year, that would be part of the planning.
Yeah. I don't know enough to know, how...
Just think about how you do business.
Right, but in terms of, if I think of things that you set out or goals that you set for yourself, I think it has to be set in the context that it is something you intend to see through the entire year, regardless of the outcome.
What do you mean?
As opposed to... All right, if one of my objectives was to lose 20 pounds for the year, and halfway through the year, or 6 months through the year, or 4 months through the year, it's not working, so I'll start it again next year.
That's a personal decision, and that's not the,
No, I understand, but I'm saying there are goals and things that you're going to set, and they might or might not work. So therefore, evaluating them at any point, some of them might no longer be things that you are considering.
So then, it's either that you have abandoned that goal,
right.
or you've achieved that goal.
Maybe.
But what I'm saying is, and I think you seem to be caught up on the.
I'm not saying you should do
that. What I'm saying is that whatever the goals are that you have, I think it's a good time. It's good to evaluate them. Evaluation is an essential part of the process.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
What are you saying?
I'm not disagreeing with that. It's not a matter of whether or not you evaluate it. I agree with that. It's just how real are those... How real do you think people set goals that they would truly look back on and say how they did?
I can't judge that. I don't know, because people are different. What I'm saying is that I think it's an important part of the process, that it's really important to have goals, whatever they are. One or two are, as many as you want. But it's really important to have a sense of direction, of what am I working towards, of what it is that going to wake me up in the morning and motivate me? What is it that I'm focusing my energy on achieving?
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point evaluate, and how am I doing with that? Because if you don't have goals, then you kind of lack direction, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. But I think maybe what you're hearing me say is that, call me whatever, I think it sounds good in theory. I don't think it plays
what
out.
What do you mean it sounds good in theory?
It doesn't play out in practice.
What do you mean?
Where it would be a great idea to have set goals. Yes. You know, at work or wherever else, you set plans. These are the projects that we would like to accomplish for the year, and you follow it.
Okay, so you're building a new suite, for example.
What,
buying new equipment.
Whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it might be. You know, and you work towards those. And those are things that you face every day, and it's real in your life, and it seems as work. In your own personal life, you setting goals to achieve, I think, is a wonderful thing. Being realistic in your own individual life, what is personal and real for you, and as you said, it will vary from, it's personal. So what is good for you is not
mm-hmm.
good for the next person. So, but again, I am hopeful that people would want to do that.
You don't think people do that?
No. That's my point.
You don't think
no.
people set goals in their life?
I don't think they set hard enough rules. No.
Well, you don't think they set goals, or you don't think they set hard enough goals?
I don't think they set hard enough goals that they are going to...
Who decides that their goals are hard enough?
When I said hard, I don't mean difficult. I don't mean in the sense of difficulty. I mean realistic in terms of things that they're going to look back and say, all right, now in November, I'm looking back at the goals that... No, I don't think so. I would
okay.
hope that people would.
Okay,
but
and that's the
do.
Discussion, though.
I would hope that they do, but I don't think they do.
Right, but that's the discussion, is that, you know, the premise of this discussion is that it is a good time to evaluate. What are the goals? Do you have goals? And if you don't have goals, do you think they might be helpful to you? Do you think having identified specific goals would be helpful to you in your life?
I guess that then becomes that personal choice.
Yeah, that's the question we're posing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you don't have goals, if you don't know where it is that you're trying to get to, how will you know when you get there?
Mm. Well, I'm going to tell you that. So, again, you know, it's the right thing to do. It's the, in those words ring true, yes. Reality, not sure.
Well, you know what, though? I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
Because this is what I do for a living. And
right.
every day, I work with people
right.
whose lives have been interrupted by all kinds of experiences.
Mm.
Substance use, early parenting, poverty, homelessness, just all kinds of things. Criminal records, all kinds of things of interrupted life.
Okay.
But still, one of the requirements when someone comes to sit down with me is that we have to identify goals that they want to work on. And the question is, what do you want? How do you want it to be? That's a goal formation question. How do you want it to be? Where do you want it to go?
Mm-hmm.
How do you see yourself? You know? So you pose a question like a fast-forward question. So 6 months from today, you know, how do you envision things being? A year from today, how do you envision things being? What is it that you want to accomplish that you have not yet accomplished? And by identifying what those goals are, then we can begin to work on the small steps, the next small step. And it may be just a teeny tiny step, but it's the next small step that's going to get you from where you are right now to where you want to be. And so, I don't see it in my experience as pie in the sky or impossible or idealistic. I see it as being really reality-based because that's what people do every day. I mean, 45-year-old people who dropped out of high school or dropped out of middle school who say, I want to get a GED.
Right.
So identifying the steps of, you know, or I've never worked and I want to have a job. I don't want to be on public assistance for the rest of my life.
Right. Well, it's obviously how the folks that you are making reference to is not folks that, you know, in terms of how I would seeing it in that context. I think obviously if people have things that affect their lives that they need to overcome in order to get on a path that is more beneficial to their lives, obviously, yes. You make a plan to make corrections in your life or make changes in
so
your life.
So do you have any goals?
Of course I do.
Okay.
I want to win the lotto, and I want to and I want to volunteer and do good to humanity.
But you know, so, and all those are things that you can work towards.
I buy as often as I can.
Right, but see, what I'm saying is that people also say, for example, I want to be more patient.
Who you know who said that?
Me.
But the no.
And people, most people who are parents,
yes,
will probably say that. I want to spend more time with my children.
Right. Again, I think it's an individual thing. When I said, you know, I would, people would, you know, something is going to happen, and you say, you know what, I want to deal with that better next time. You know, if that situation ever happened again, I want to deal with it differently. Lesson learned and moving forward. You know, and you plan and say, well, I want to be a better parent. I want to be a better father or mother or child or whatever it might be. And I don't know if it's just part of the evaluation at the beginning of the year. I think that, to me, is just life.
Okay.
You know, it's just life.
It is life, but
you know,
life, when you put it in a system, when you look at how businesses, corporations, people, you know, society is organized, it mirrors in many ways what we're calling life. That, for example, having, being able to plan, being able to vision, to visualize and envision where you want to go, being able to evaluate, all these things are an important part of life. We can call it life, but there are specific tasks that contribute to this grand thing, this general big thing you're calling life.
Mm-hmm.
And that part of that is being able to make a plan and to work towards achieving that plan and to evaluate how you're doing with that plan and then to reassess if necessary. That's life.
I guess. But to say, well, you know, evaluating is one thing. Living life is, I think, it's another. I think to evaluate and say, how am I doing, and based on the plans that I have, I think it's a great idea. It's just, again, you're telling me, you're going to say, how do I know, and how do I know that most folks aren't, and how do I don't know any of that. You know, it's just,
but yeah,
I don't know any of that. I don't know how people live their lives. I don't know how individuals live their lives. The only person, you know, are the people that are intimate to me, my family, and more so specifically myself. You know, but to say, well, at the beginning of the year, I had these specific goals that I'm working towards, and I could look back today and say, well, have I accomplished? I couldn't tell you anything specific.
Okay.
You know.
So, for example, I'll just throw one out. So, for example, one of the goals that I know that you have had professionally was the number of UFEs that you accomplished.
That's work.
But it's a goal, and it's a part of the evaluation process.
Yes, but...
So, but what I'm saying is, knowing how connected you are to your work, you know, you're saying you don't have goals, but I think...
Separate. I see them as separate. I see work as work. I see, you know, work is something you do, and I think life is something you live.
Right.
You know, and my job is not me, and, you know, I don't think anybody's job should define them. But I think the life you have with your family and yourself... Here's where I split the baby. I think you should set goals. I think you should aspire. I think that you should have your own personal things that you would like to accomplish.
Those are goals. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, and I think you should live your life trying to be your best self while trying to accomplish these things. I also agree. Evaluation of how you're doing is the only way you're going to get better. It's the only way that you're going to make the adjustments. And being honest in your own evaluation of yourself. I agree. But I think unless you are really going to be meaningful in that and you're going to be honest with yourself, and again, it's an individual thing, then it doesn't mean the same thing.
I just found this PowerPoint presentation, which I think is kind of neat. It says that 90% of successful people set goals. And that's one of the things you see recurring. I know you've read, what's that book you were reading? Jack Welch?
Mm.
You know, so 90% of successful people set goals. 90% of people who feel they have failed did not set goals, right? And, you know, setting goals identifies the parameters.
I don't know.
And I think that's what the takeaway is.
I don't know. Somebody who's successful in business is necessarily successful in the rest of their life. They set goals in their business, how many things they want to sell or make or businesses they want to buy. But I don't know how much they have accomplished outside of that in the rest of their lives.
But
it doesn't necessarily translate.
Do you feel like this, that people who use goal setting effectively suffer less from stress and anxiety, are better able to concentrate, show more self-confidence, perform better, and are happier and more satisfied?
Well,
because when you think about it, even if it's homework for students, let's generalize, even if it's homework for students, if you don't organize your time and set your goal and think, I'm going to get this done at this time, you find that, the anxiety level goes up.
Yeah, I agree, yeah. And, you know, time management.
Yeah.
Time management.
But and that's part of, you know.
I understand. But I think a lot of these tools that are looked at as terms of setting goals and, you know, having targets and accomplishments and evaluating and so on, I think are easier to live and describe in the arena of work. Of work.
What do you mean?
I mean,
they're easier to than, and I think that's part of the reason why this our discussion.
That's what you're right.
Terms of, that's why we're here, because it's about identifying the connections between your thoughts and feelings. And if you're saying to yourself, for example, that the idea of setting goal is not important, the idea of setting goal is not important, then you don't place a priority on that, and you may find that you're spinning your wheels, or you may find that you're suffering excessive stress and anxiety.
But you're setting your priorities, and you're setting goals, and you're setting stuff on targets at work. You're busy, you're organized.
Not necessarily.
In that world, you could be.
You could be, but not necessarily.
But I'm saying, you're organized, you're very deliberate, you have a plan, you know what you want to do, you know what your targets are, and you're hitting them, and you're exceeding them, and you're doing great.
You know,
at work, but the rest of it, you're not ascribing the same tools to life, to your life.
So I think the takeaway is that I believe that assessment, evaluation is an important part of the process because, you know, feedback is really important. So that's why we do employee feedback, you know. So if you have failed to reach a goal, then you have to look at how come you did not accomplish that goal. Was it that you didn't try hard enough? You know, didn't you have the skills or expertise that you needed? Was the goal not a realistic goal? You know, so it's about understanding, you know, where you are with identifying the goals. And if you have not identified the goals, could you benefit from that? Could you benefit from being really specific, really measurable in identifying what it is that you want to do and where you want to go? So I think the takeaway is that, you know, I think goal setting is important, but evaluation is just as important.
And I think probably it might be best if you share that it with someone.
Yeah.
So at least it's not just in your head, and it's not just something.
Or at least write them down.
Right. See them, read them something. So it's not just a thought. Sometimes getting a reaction from someone else, or just reading them yourself, or hearing them yourself, make you have a different thought of it.
So, yeah, I think that's a takeaway. So, I think then it's really important to focus, decide whether, you know, goals are important for you, and then, you know, choose to identify where you want to go with your goals, and always, I think, evaluate or assess. So, till next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Discussions with Delia. Check us out on the web at discussionswithdelia.com and like our Facebook page, Discussions with Delia. Please follow me on Twitter at Discussion Delia. Thank you again for listening. Peace and blessings.